Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Otto Tattercoat and the Forest of Lost Things, written by Matilda Woods and read by Stephanie Foxley. For Hector, 2008 to 2018. The people of Hoddledorf knew it was a cold storm long before the three bells tolled. The signs were all around. The wind howled like it was in pain. The hands on the clock tower snapped. And when they tried to breathe, they coughed the air back out. It was so icy. The feathers of birds froze as they flew and fell like stones out of the sky. It was one such bird, a rather large tree sparrow, that woke the storekeeper up. "Blasted Tattercoats!" the storekeeper grumbled to his wife when he heard the thump on their roof. "If I had a nickel for every time one of those children slept beside our chimney, I'd be rich."
"You already are rich," his wife pointed out.
"Well, I'd be even richer." The storekeeper threw off his blanket and got out of bed.
"Leave it tonight," his wife said. "You heard the bells. It's a cold storm. It's not safe to go outside."
"You know what isn't safe? Dirty children scurrying about on our roof. If we don't shoo them away, they'll gather like a pack of wolves and fall right through the ceiling. We'll be squashed in our beds."
He hated all children, but filthy little Tattercoats who stole from his store and slept on the roof were the worst children of all. The storekeeper put on three coats, grabbed a fire iron and headed outside. A blast of frozen air greeted him, but his anger fueled him and kept him warm.
"Get off!" he yelled into the sky. "Get off my roof or I'll call the guards!"
The only response was silence. The storekeeper crossed the road and looked up at his roof. Instead of seeing a Tattercoat huddled beside his chimney, he saw a frozen bird.
"Blasted sparrows!" the storekeeper mumbled.
He was about to go back inside when he saw two people huddled against the wall of his house. That was hardly better than finding them on his roof.
"Up you get! Be on your way!" he yelled.
The man and woman didn't move. Their coats were wrapped tightly around them so that only the top halves of their heads stuck out. A thin dusting of snow lay upon their heads. More snowflakes drifted down from the icy sky. They appeared to be asleep.
"Shoo!"
the storekeeper said, as he poked them with the sharp end of the fire iron. They still didn't move.
"Wolves and witches and never-ending woods," the storekeeper cursed.
They were dead. Unable to do anything about them tonight, the storekeeper turned to go back inside. Then he heard a small cry. The man and woman remained motionless, but something moved beneath their coats.